Glen-Ralston and Kemper volleyball both start the season undefeated on Monday night, with Glen-Ralston rolling over at Collins Maxwell, winning 25-3, 25-10, and at 25-12 for the Wildcats last night. McKenna Wiederin had 2 digs to go with 5 aces. It was also Allison Snyder with 3 kills to go with 5 digs, and Lauren Holzing finished up with 7 kills. Kemper headed down to Underwood along with Vian Meter for a triangular. The Knights would knock off Underwood 25-10 and 25-19. It was Carson Overmo with 10 assists to go with 4 digs. Colby Peter added 3 kills, and also it was Brianna Wittruck with 7 kills to go with 4 digs and 2 blocks. The Knights would also knock off number 13 Vian Meter 25-15 and 25-22 in that matchup. It was Olivia Schenkelberg with 3 kills. Addie Antover added a couple of blocks. Brooke Rowe had 10 digs. And Kaylee Simons added 22 digs to go with 2 aces. Dansby Swanson hit a grand slam to cap an 8-run 6th inning, and the Chicago Cubs had 8 stolen bases, their most in a game in more than 100 years, on their way to an 18-8 victory over Pittsburgh yesterday. Salvador Perez hit a grand slam and drove in a career-high 6 runs as Kansas City completed a doubleheader sweep of Cleveland, beating the Guardians 9-4 to pull within 1 game of first in the AL Central. Bobby Witt Jr.'s 27th homer and 11th since July the 19th snapped a tie in the 8th inning and sent the Royals to a 4-3 win in the first game of that doubleheader. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, we'll start interleague play. It was Philadelphia beating Houston 3-2. Yankees got by Washington 5-2, and Atlanta beat Minnesota by a final of 10-6. Again in the American League, Kansas City swept that doubleheader from Cleveland 4-3 and 9-4, while Toronto swept a doubleheader from Boston, winning 4-1 and 7-3. Detroit got by the White Sox 6-3, and it was Seattle over Tampa Bay 5-1. In the National League, the Cubs rolled by Pittsburgh 18-8. It was San Diego over St. Louis 7-4, and Colorado edges Miami 3-2. Red Sox catcher Danny Jansen became the first player in Major League Baseball history to appear on the same game for both teams when he took the field for Boston in the resumption of a rain-delayed game he started for Toronto back in June. Jansen was in the Blue Jays lineup at catcher and batting in the second inning on June the 26th when the game was suspended. He was traded to the Red Sox last month, and on Monday he took his position behind the plate as pitch hitter Dalton Varsho completed an at-bat that Jansen had started. Coco Gauff's U.S. Open title defense is off to a successful start. The 20-year-old American won 6-2, 6-love in just 66 minutes yesterday. Gauff had lost 2 matches in a row on hard courts before arriving in New York, where she won last year's championship on her way to her first Grand Slam trophy. Other winners on day one included number 14-seeded Madison Keys, 4th-seeded Alexander Zverev, also number 6, Andriy Ruble, number 8 Casper Ruud, and Americans Taylor Fritz and Ben Shelton. Shelton beat 2020 U.S. Open champion at Dominic Thieme, who is retiring after the season. All-Pro wide receiver C.D. Lamb has ended his holdout with the Dallas Cowboys by agreeing to a $136 million 4-year contract. Lamb is going into the last year of his rookie contract after being drafted 17th overall in 2020. He is a close second to Minnesota's Justin Jefferson, is the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Local sports coming up for you tonight. A couple more volleyball matches as the Kemper Knights are going to be hosting Creston, while South Central Calhoun gets their season underway tonight with a home match with Ridgeview. And that's sports here on the CB Sports Network. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.